Dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. September 1352, address is a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a consultation for Mrs. Williams, who has progressive renal failure, hypertension. We saw her in person February the 10th. Recently treated for a right groin abscess, completed antibiotics Keflex for 7 days. The abscess has resolved, denies any side effects of diarrhea. Apparently weight and appetite is stable, denies vomiting, no blood melena, good urine output, no cloudiness or blood, no gross edema. She has claudication symptoms, left more than right. She's a smoker, no pyrrolem material hemoptysis, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no chest pain palpitation or syncope, no skin rash or bruises. Next paragraph, her past medical history for smoking, presently a half a pack per day. She started at age 12, used to smoke up to 2 packs per day. I review records from Spero and Spectrum. She has already documented a small atrophic kidney on the right side with evidence of peripheral vascular disease and concerns for left side renal artery stenosis. About a year ago, she went to see a vascular surgeon, which at that moment did not anticipate repair of abdominal aortic aneurysm or procedures for left lower extremity or renal artery. All this, however, for the patient is kind of brand new. She was not having the details that her kidney on the right side was small and not working. Otherwise, past medical history for a smoker, COPD, sleep apnea, prior history of gout, prior vein thrombosis, hypertension, abdominal aortic aneurysm, remote history of hepatitis B infection without chronic liver disease, denies diabetes, denies coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, denies kidney stone, or recurrent urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, surgeries including neck surgery, back surgery, tonsils, uterus, ovary, one of them removed, benign condition, gallbladder, appendix. Next paragraph, side effects to aspirin, Mobic, codeine, iodine, aldactone, tetanus toxoid. Next paragraph, medications include HCTC, Plavix, lisinopril, allopurinol, flexeril, Norco, uses albuterol, atrovain nebulizer, nitroglycerin as needed, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, denies alcohol abuse, smoking as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Blood pressure 152, 68 on the right, 148, 78 on the left. She does not appear to be in severe respiratory distress. She does have some muscle wasting. Normal eye movements, non-nystagmus, normal speech, no focal deficits. Strong pulses, radial, brachial, bilateral carotid bruits, distant breath sounds, air trapping, no localized valves, no consolidation of pleural effusion, aortic systolic murmur, loud, diffuse, appears regular, no pericardial rap, abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, or masses. She has femoral bruits, decreased peripheral pulses, decreased capillary refill, no gross edema. She has this color of the nails with whitening all the way up to the tip. Prior fracture of the right wrist with a surgical scar. She has lenses implant for cataracts. There is a scar on the left thorax as an approach for the back surgery. The skin shows livedo, L-I-V-E-D-O, abnormalities diffuse. However, no distal embolization and no gangrene on toes or feet or fingers. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries in February, creatinine rising at 1.6, GFR32. October last year, 1.4. June, 1.27. 2019, 1.14. 2015, 1.2. The most recent electrolyte acid base is from last year, June. It was normal. Calcium albumin liver testing at the same time was also normal. There has been no anemia, hemoglobin actually high from the smoking, around 15. Urine has shown no activity last year of blood protein or cells. The last echocardiogram from November 2016, ejection fraction was normal at 55-60%. At that time, mild aortic stenosis and regurgitation, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, mitral valve was calcified, mild stenosis. There is a CT scan angiogram, August 2021. There is an infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm, 4.3 centimeters, with a mural thrombus. There is 80% stenosis on the left common iliac artery. There is complete occlusion on the right renal artery, which is atrophic. On the left side, there were two renal arteries, and they reported to be open, patent. Back in April last year, renal arterial Doppler shows a high velocity at 244 centimeters per second on the left kidney. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4, progressive over time, which appears to be related to hypertension, hypertension atherosclerosis, renal artery stenosis with atrophy of the right kidney. Significant peak velocity on the left side. However, the CT scan angiogram shows two renal arteries being open. She's still actively smoking. We discuss the meaning of progressive renal failure, concerned about evolving over time and requiring dialysis, requesting to do new blood tests in March. Based on that, we might reassess again with the vascular surgeon for any potential procedure on the left renal artery. In the meantime, continue same lisinopril, which is a low dose. Continue hydrochlorothiazide. Blood pressure is not very well controlled. She needs to keep checking it at home. We might adjust medications if she shares with us the blood pressure numbers. We strongly encourage to stop smoking if possible. She needs to have a cholesterol evaluation. She is not diabetic, but fasting glucose needs to be assessed. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We will see her on the next few months, and we will assess the chemistries coming from March. End of dictation.